Hi there. Welcome to the Creative Writing Workshop, designed to help you exercise your creativity. We all know about the benefits of walking for physical health, but what about your creative health? Many poets, writers, and philosophers take inspiration from walking, allowing the beat of their heart, the rhythm of their feet, the flood of sensory input to connect the different sides of their mind and to stimulate creativity. Mind and body both need to be exercised. This workshop is meant to be listened to outside while you are on the move. There's no prescribed route, you need only be prepared for the weather and have something to write with and on. You'll be given a series of timed exercises, so don't worry if there are sound gaps when you cannot hear my voice. These are opportunities to write or think. If inspiration takes you and you would like longer than the gaps allow, by all means pause the workshop until you are ready to continue. The idea is that you will end up with a collection of notes, thoughts and ideas that you can shape into a coherent piece or that will form part of something larger. If you do not pause the recording, your workshop will last just over 30 minutes. When you're ready, let's go. As you start your walk, I want you to put aside the list of daily tasks or duties, whatever they may be. I want you to try to step beyond any feelings of distress or frustration, to try to let go of any strong emotions or thoughts that are constantly nagging for your attention. We may return to some of these thoughts later, but for now, really begin to look out rather than in. As you walk along, try and be as observant as possible. Try to really pay attention to what you are experiencing moment by moment. What can you see around you? Are there people or animals, buildings and streets, or paths and grass? What is happening in the life around you? Really look carefully, paying attention to everything above, below, and around you. Even at the periphery of your senses, that glimpse at the very corner of your eye. What sounds can you hear? Voices? Animal calls? Birdsong? Cars? Horns? The rumble of a distant train or the sound of running water? Listen hard to as many sounds as you can, sounds that come not only from the world around you, but perhaps also from you yourself. Can you hear your breathing or the sound of your footsteps on the ground? What kind of surface are you walking on? Think not only about how it sounds, but how it feels too as your feet step upon it. Does it crunch or snap? Is it soft or hard, uneven? What does your skin feel like? Can you feel the wind, sun or rain upon your face? Can you feel the touch of your own breath upon your lips? Are you hot, cold, sweaty, goosebumped? Pay attention to the tiniest sensations of your body as it moves through the world. The itch of a label or seam, the beginnings of a blister, the moistness of an eye, lip or nose. How does your body respond to this world you are walking through and upon? Can you taste the smells in the air? The bread from a local bakery or the ash from a bonfire? The coffee on your breath or the salt from your sweat or the sea or the rain or moisture around you? What can you smell? Petrol? Petrichor, that earthy scent produced when rain falls on dry soil. Cooking, the smell of animals and people around you, their breaths, their perfume, a hint of cut grass or smoke or manure. Walk along thinking about taking in information from all of your senses. Take a few minutes to walk and think. I'll be quiet for a while. When you are ready, find a place to stop. You can stand or sit, if you can, and then write some notes based on your experiences. Don't be shy about copying down lines of overheard dialogue. Making sure to remember all of your senses. What you saw, smelled, heard, felt, and tasted. Just get writing. I'll count out 10 minutes, so don't worry if you don't hear from me for a while. Keep writing until you hear me tell you to stop. If you want to keep going, just pause the recording. Well done. Your 10 minutes are up. Let's get going again. What really struck you about your observations? Was there a particular thing that you noticed that intrigued you or got you thinking about something in a different way? It might be something about the weather at this time of year, or it might be something personal or political, or it might be the seed of a story that you want to follow through. Keep thinking about it as you continue on your walk. Look, listen, feel for other things around you that speak to that train of thought, idea, or theme. If you're struggling to find a train of thought, imagine looking at the world around you through the eyes of someone very different to yourself. A young child, someone new to the area, or even an animal like a fox or a bird. What words do you associate with your idea? Or what words might this character, different to yourself, use? Take a few moments just to walk and think. This is the end of your 5 minutes. If you want more time, please press pause. Your idea should now have a greater shape in your mind. Find a place you can comfortably stop, jot down the words you thought of, and then take 10 minutes to write about this thought, idea, theme, story seed, or from the new character's perspective. Let your observations and thoughts, the words you've noted, enrich your writing, making sure to use at least one specific sensory detail that describes an emotional feeling without using an abstract noun like love, hate, anger, or fear. Well done. Your 10 minutes are up. If you want more time, press pause now. If not, let's get going again. You should now have several paragraphs of writing to work with. Keep walking for a little, thinking about what you've achieved so far. What could you add to your work? What might be better moved to a different place, earlier or later, to enhance a reader's enjoyment of suspense? Could you add more of your theme words to different descriptions throughout the piece? How many adverbs have you used? Do you need them? What might happen next? There is no pressure to do anything with the writing you have created. This is just some time and space to think about your work and the creative process. You might want to find somewhere to write further in your own time. You might want to simply collect these thoughts for some other time or use, or just to get yourself feeling like you are fully living and breathing in the world you inhabit right now. The formal part of the Creative Writing Workshop is now complete, but your work has just begun. Good luck, and keep writing.